The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 38. Those first few days in the Balamban village of Kobar, as we learned it was called, consisted mainly of our eating, drinking, sleeping, and watching the Balamba make pianos. As they do everything standing up, they do not work long hours, and in fact take frequent naps throughout the day. This dovetailed nicely with my own innate indolence, which is perhaps my most prized personal characteristic. The standing gets to be a bit much, though. But as I soon discovered, the Balamba have no problem with someone lying outstretched, and so I quickly adopted the practice of laying down on the ground whenever the general run of activities called for me to be stationary for more than, say, 5 minutes. This worked out nicely. I could tell you many things about how the underside of a piano is constructed, should you care to hear any of them. And by the time we left Kobara, I knew much more about foot pedals and how they go together than I did when I arrived in that fair country. We were all becoming quite relaxed and comfortable in the village. Even the ever-active Roger and Alvy slowed down a bit and adapted to the pace of life there. Instead of tearing about hither and yon, they seemed happy to stand and watch the mesmerizing traditional construction of pianos, whilst enjoying a plethora of those fabulous antelope sandwiches. Where were all the antelope coming from, you may well ask, for the Balambans are not big on hunting. They discovered some time ago that in order to kill an antelope, you must sneak up on it, and in order to sneak up on an antelope, you must crouch down very low, with the Balamban almost pathological fear of appearing, even for a moment, to be any shorter than they actually are. You can well understand why this they absolutely refused to do. The Balamba, or at least the ones in the village of Kobara, who are the only ones of whom I have any really first-hand knowledge, obtain all their antelope from a neighboring tribe of hunters known in the Balamban tongue as the Dohali. One day, Benago, the headman, indicated to me, through an elaborate pantomime, that they were almost out of antelope, and a party was being organized to go see the Dohali to get some. He further suggested that I tag along. At first, given my natural tendency to avoid exertion, and my desire to see a spinet, whose construction I had been following, finished, I was reluctant. But when I learned that Jangli, the strange girl who had found us, was going, I changed my mind. Something about following a beautiful naked woman through the bush appealed to me. What can I say? I paid dearly for my foolish decision.